Welcome, councillors and members of the gallery, council staff. I know we have councillor Crichton online from UNIC. Welcome.
Yes,
I declare the meeting opened at 5 minutes past six. Can I ask you to be upstanding for the council prayer? Lord, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing on this council, direct and prosper its deliberations for the advancement of this area and the true welfare of its people. Amen. Can I ask you please to be seated? I'd also like to acknowledge the Wangal people who are the traditional custodians of this land. I pay my respects to the elders both past and present. Councillors are reminded of their oath or affirmation under section 223A of the Local Government Act. Just a reminder, we have to have a motion to accept Councillor Crichton participation online. We'll do that now. I've got a motion moved by Councillor Kutcher, seconded by Councillor Manner. Put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. There's also a recording of of the meeting, which is there. I note there's no apologies, leave of absence. Also welcome Councillor Esper, who recently became a mum again. So congratulations, Councillor. Declarations of interest by councillors. I note no declaration of interest. Political donations, part eight.
Oh, 1 minute, sorry. Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I did have a declaration to make just on that previous point. Relates to item 27/23, community grants funding recommendations. One of the grant applicants is St. Paul's Anglican Church, of which I'm a parishioner. So I'm declaring a less than significant non-pecuniary interest for the reason that I'm just an ordinary parishioner at St. Paul's. I don't propose to take any action as I don't hold any official position at St. Paul's Anglican Church.
Just on that, actually, I'm glad you raised that because you've just reminded me of it. I'll declare a non-pecuniary, less than significant conflict of interest in the same item as my wife used to volunteer for St. Macarius, who I believe is on there as well now. I could just see that. Which is a charity. No longer, I haven't held any board position there, or neither has she, but she used to volunteer a couple of hours a month or at the charity, but I believe no longer does. Any other declarations? Sorry, before I move on. Okay, section 8, which is declaration of political donations. Confirmation of minutes being moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Esper.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I just thanking Councillor Hull for the reminder, just looking through that list of the funding grant recipients, I should declare a
can I just get you to go in just a little bit closer?
Declare a less than significant non-pecuniary interest in the item. I note Climate Action, Burwood, Canada Bay, is in the list of recipients. I have previously been a member of that group. I am no longer a member of that group. I don't propose to take any action as I'm no longer involved with that group.
Okay, noted. If an item then comes up that you become aware of, we can always go back and declare, huh? So yeah. Just so you're aware. So thanks, Councillor. The confirmation of minutes, it was moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Esper. The motion, all those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. First item is the, if you bear with me, is the mayoral minutes. One is the heritage investigation. I'm not going to read through these. I assume you've read the minutes, but is there any questions? So I'll put the minute, all those in favour, those against, I declare that carried unanimously. The next item is MM223, which is the damage, the increase in the emergency services levy costs. So it's writing to the Minister and the New South Wales Government. Any questions? I'll put the minute. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Next item is MM323, which is a mural minute calling on New South Wales Government to recommit to the delivery of the Build North Metro. Any questions? Put them in it. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Our general business, so item 27/23, community grants. Have a motion moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Crime, was it? Okay. Any speakers for? Again? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. 28/23, investment report as at the 30th of April. Been moved by Councillor Espar, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 29/23, sundry debts, write-off bad debts. Moved by Councillor Crichton, seconded by Councillor Manor. Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Next item is the budget review, 30/23, moved by Councillor Espar, seconded by Councillor Manor. Speakers, questions? Councillor Hull.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I just had a quick question about the rates, which is referred to there, reference one. Just wanted to ask.
What page?
Sorry, page 34, reference one, yes. Increase in council's rating base, etc. And there's further detail in the body of the of this item. I just wanted to ask, Mr. Mayor, is there any proposal to increase the council rates for ordinary ratepayers, residential ratepayers, in the next financial year? And if so, could we be provided with a brief summary of that proposal?
Just hand over to the general manager.
Councillor, just answering in relation to this report, I think that's probably a question I would save for when we present the budget, which is submitted for endorsement to go on public exhibition. This current report that we're looking at is just a quarterly budget report. It just relates probably to an increase in council's rating base in relation to an increase in number of residential strata units that are coming online. So if I would recommend that maybe you can ask us, and we've got the acting CFO here tonight, Maria.
I think the intent also of the question, is there any foreseeable increase in the actual rate above the IPART rate rise? Is that correct?
That's correct.
So
the short answer is no.
I don't believe so.
Yeah. So the reference in this report does not relate to an actual rate increase. It's just the rating base.
So there's been some news recently on special rate variations that other councils have applied for. I don't believe we are applying for a SRV. Am I right?
Yeah.
I haven't heard about it. So.
No, I think that was the intent.
Is that right, Councillor?
Sorry, who was the mover for that? Now you have those, it's not on the screen, if you can just pop that up. Any other speakers? Questions? Put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 31/23, LG Remuneration Tribunal Determination of Fees, will be moved by Councillor Espar, seconded by Councillor Hull. Questions? Speakers? For, against? Put the motion, all those in favour.
Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Sorry, Councillor Crichton, that was item 31/23, which was, I believe, resolved unanimously. Yep. Item 32/23, amendment to the Build Development Control Plan for the preservation of tree or vegetation. It's been moved by Councillor Crichton, seconded by Councillor Espar. Speakers for, against, put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 33/23, which is the draft delivery program. Been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Hull. Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour. Those against, declare that carried Unanimously. And report item RC7/23, which is the traffic committee for May, and RC7, moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. RC8/23. Can I just ask one question? It's been moved by Councillor Esper, seconded by Councillor Crichton, through to the GM. Just if I could speak to make a note, so not necessarily a question. Any other speakers? Just with the one on Grosvenor Street, there's a disabled spot that they're looking at redoing. I know they do, which it might have been in the item before. Yeah. Sorry, it was in the item before. I've missed that. The accessible mobility parking restrictions. Can we just double check that? Because I was walking my dog the other day and I walked past that and I actually keep seeing a car parked in that mobility spot and it's got a mobility sticker. So while the original person that requested it may have gone and moved or passed on, there is someone there that's using it now with a mobility sticker. Can we work out? I don't know. The staff may have. It might be from those residential blocks. I'm not sure.
I believe, just for clarity, I believe, George, you can support, but there was an initial engagement.
Yes.
With residents that have the permit and parking spots around their properties. But subject, following this, the resolution tonight, the staff will conduct another round of engagement with those properties, I believe, to confirm that that is still the case.
Good.
Is that correct?
Yeah, sorry, through you, Mr. Mayor. So the residents who were consulted are the ones that are directly impacted. So if this space was in front of that property, that they were consulted, it may be someone across the street parking there. But the response we got that directly impacted resident wasn't using it. But we will notify them of the outcome of traffic committee anyway. There is the opportunity, though, if someone is using it and they continue to want to use it, they can reapply, and we would put it in front of their property as opposed to, I guess, someone else's property.
Yeah, this is on the side of a property, so it's in a street, and there's quite a number of residential apartments in that street. But anyway, I think I've highlighted whatever the issue may be, and so I'll put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. RC9/23, which is to note the minutes of the report, being moved by Councillor Manner, moved by Councillor Esper, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Speakers for, against, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Notice of motions, So notice of motions, before we get into the memorial sculpture for Queen Elizabeth II by Councillor Hull, I'll just hand over to the GM to provide some advice.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And just councillors, I'm required to report to council that I've received another notice of motion in addition to the one presented by Councillor Hull, that in my opinion, I assessed it as potentially unlawful, and as such, it would breach the code of conduct for councillors. Under clause 3.19 of the code of meeting practice, I decided I must not include such a notice in the agenda for the meeting tonight, and I'm also required to report this exclusion at the council meeting tonight, which is what I'm doing. And I'm unable to provide any details of the item of business formally, as that will put the actual discussion on record, which is something we're not authorized to do. But I'd be happy to discuss that maybe offline after this council meeting or a dinner, if you like.
Or formally, I would say. Okay. Item NM2/23, Memorial Sculpture of Queen Elizabeth II. Can I get you to read and put your motion?
Yes.
Councillor Hull, and then we'll seek a second.
Thank you. Yes. So, recommendations are that the general manager investigate and report back to council on the following: one, the potential cost and budgetary allocation for the commissioning and installation of a bronze sculpture of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II within the Burwood local government area. Two, the feasibility of installing that sculpture within the pond redevelopment in Burwood Park. Three, the technical requirements that would be needed to inform a tender process to engage a suitable sculptor for this work. And four, appropriate community consultation processes that should be undertaken taken in relation to this proposal. I so move.
And do I have a seconder for that motion? Or so it's been seconded by Councillor Robinson. There's also an amendment, but did you want to speak on behalf of your motion first or hear the amendment?
Well, I am aware that Councillor Manner wishes to move an amendment which would be acceptable to me as the mover of this motion. I'm happy to either make my remarks now or wait until the amendment goes through. And
Should we put the amendment? Are you happy for the amendment? It's up to you. I mean, you could speak to the motion, I believe. Michelle, or should we put the amendment first? I think the amendment has to come if there's an amendment. So I'll get Councillor Manner, who's indicated an amendment, so we'll get him to put the amendment, and if it's acceptable, then that could be.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The amendment would be that the General Manager investigate the inclusion of a tribute to Queen Elizabeth II as part of future public spaces created by Council, and if deemed appropriate, assess and recommend the most effective and efficient method to pay such tribute and its delivery/funding strategy.
Just for the benefit of all councillors, because I printed a copy myself, is that on the screen at all? Can you put that on the screen? So just so the other councillors have the benefit of... Oh, you've got... Okay. So if Councillor Hull is happy to accept that amendment, that could become the motion, if you're happy to accept it.
Yes, I'm prepared to accept that amendment.
Okay. Are you happy to accept that, Councillor Robinson, as a seconder? Yeah. Okay, so it's that now becomes the motion. So if you wish to speak on that motion, Councillor Hull.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you. So with the passing of the late Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and the advent of the coronation, of course, of King Charles III, I believe it is an appropriate time for Council to reflect upon ways of commemorating the outstanding legacy and contribution to the community of our late Queen. There would be, as the motion envisages, or the amended motion envisages, there could be potentially a number of ways of doing that. One way might be a sculpture, which was the initial idea I had, but I realised that, the councillors may have other proposals they wish to make in that regard about an appropriate tribute to the late Queen. And I'm, happy to accept that. The principal impetus of this is to allow a celebration of our heritage, our democracy here in Burwood, which gives local residents a sense of pride and respect, but particularly when we think of things like the 150th anniversary of Burwood coming up next year. This kind of memorial to our late Queen could indeed be a touchstone for celebrating the diversity of our community, because a principal reason I would argue why many of our Burwood residents migrated here to Australia is precisely the democratic values of freedom, stability, continuity, values which the late Queen so well encapsulated in her 70-year reign, and values which could be captured within this tribute that, you know, could be a sculpture, it could be, you know, naming of a public square, it could be a number of things which I'm proposing that the general manager investigate and report back to us about. I'm also conscious, and I do thank you, Mr. Mayor, and Councillor Manner also, as we proceed this way in, I think, a genuine bipartisan spirit, as I'm aware that even the most ardent Republican, and I know I still have a few friends who call themselves Republicans, or may indeed be closet monarchists. I will let them decide which. Whatever any councillors' views are on that subject, would be happy to support a memorial paying tribute to the late Queen's legendary dedication to service, public duty, and her commitment to the diverse peoples of the Commonwealth, as well as to a stable democratic government encapsulated in our constitution, of which I might add the Crown is at the apex and is central to all operations of government, I would argue. So what we're asking here is for the general manager to investigate all the options that might be available to us for a suitable memorial in a suitable public location within the Burwood LGA, and to investigate the costs of doing so, the public consultation process, and location or options for locations within the pub, within the Burwood LGA. So I commend the motion to councillors.
Thanks, Councillor Hull. Councillor Robinson? Sure. Any other speakers? Councillor Hull? Sorry, Councillor Kutcher.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd just like to speak against the motion. Look, I understand... you know, and I accept it. I appreciate the passion with which Councillor Hull brings the motion, and you know, the values that he brings to the motion. As to the substance of the motion itself, I don't see any need for it. I don't see any need for it, particularly in Burwood, being a you know, very broad and diverse community. People have come from many different places and have many different expectations about how or who we would pay tribute to. I suggest that it would not be time or money well spent. We would be better putting our time and effort into actually establishing new green space and just making that the focus of what we're doing. Thank you very much.
Any other speakers? Look, I'm going to speak in favour of the amended motion. I mean, being, a publicly declared Republican, I've got no issue with acknowledging part of our history. So I can understand the intent. I think Burwood's a beautifully diverse community. And part of that diversity is about cherishing and accepting our past and our history. And I think the Queen is a part of that. In saying that, I would like to see a modern tribute, if there is one. I don't think, so my original concerns with the original motion, Councillor Hull, was I don't think people would take warmly to the Queen sitting on her colonial throne in Burwood Park would be a great reflection, I think, of her. I think people are sort of become a bit more, I think, attached to the Queen from her good deeds and work as being connected to the people. And I think we've got some great public spaces that are planned for the municipality. It could be very fitting that one of those public spaces or squares could be called Queen Elizabeth Square, Queen Elizabeth II Square, with some type of monument that reflects that. I know there's parts of Parramatta that have certain dedications to, for example, former premiers or whatever else. I was having a bit of a chat to the GM about it, actually, and he actually came up with a good idea, so it was his, where you've got, I think we saw a sculpture somewhere in a history book of the Queen walking her Corby dog. Are they Corbys? So, I mean, that could be something which is modernised. The other thing we could possibly look at is part of our public art program is to have some type of large portrait of the Queen. I know in Inner West or in Inner Sydney, they've done a modern interpretation of that, which has come across as a nice public art project. So based on the amended motion, which is to investigate, I don't have an issue supporting that. I don't believe it would cost much money in having to at least investigate it. I think any tribute or delivery of the project would be part of a future funding strategy, which could be built into an existing project. For example, if you're doing a public square, I'm sure they're going to have some type of public art feature in that square. It would then be that to reflect the naming of that if council so resolves to proceed down that way in the future. So that would be a further decision that would have to be made by council in any event. You're right to reply, Councillor Hull.
Yes, well, thank you, Mr. Mayor, for those reflections. I appreciate, as I said, that there's, likely to be more than one proposal for a suitable tribute, and it could take, more than one form. For example, a public square, as you suggest, or of the Queen, with her corgis or with displaying some feature that's uniquely Australian, such as her, famous wattle dress or wattle brooch indeed, anything's possible. And I'm aware that there are, sculptors around. For example, Alan Somerville, a very well-known Australian sculptor who did the soldiers on the Anzac Bridge, and I think who was responsible for the sculpture you just alluded to of Sir James Martin in Parramatta, a former premier, a very, very skillful and renowned sculptor, could, be capable of, providing us with a suitable tribute should council be so minded to go down that path. So I'm, quite flexible in that regard, and prepared to consider the various options which may be presented to us by the general manager once he's completed his investigation. And I look forward to the conclusion of that and to further consideration by council once those investigations have been completed.
Thanks, Councillor. There being no further debate, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against? I declare that carried. There being no further business, I declare the meeting closed at 6:34 p.m. Thanks for your attendance, and I believe there's dinner served afterwards.